Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 6.
What happened next, Granny Grania? Did you manage to escape?
So many questions. Now let's see if I can give you some answers. Well, for starters, I had no choice now but to row while I thought of a way out of my situation. And while I did, the whispering voices grew louder.
Who was Diarmid? I feel like he sounded familiar.
Oh, child, he was familiar to all of us. But we hadn't seen past his disguise. Yet.
Where are we going to?
I didn't say you could talk.
It's you, Grania. Grania, you're the one who will return us to the land. You are a leader, a sea queen. Just let him think you were obeying him. Just a few more bullets. Think. You have already defeated this man before.
Look, child. I know you, so for the sake of argument, let's say I'm not going to tell you my plan, so you can try and stop it. This isn't one of those adventures.
You don't need to tell me. I know.
What do you mean?
You said you were looking for something that you felt was yours. You said you knew me, that I'd figure it out.
What would you know? Just keep rowing.
Save us, Sea Queen, or we will be used against your people. You have to stop what is coming. Stop him from bringing us to the other. He will bring war, and we cannot stop it.
Diarmid, you already lost. The question is, who are you bringing the stone to in the pale?
I could guess if you want. You're a spy for King Henry, aren't you? Or at least for one of the lords loyal to him.
I'm just someone who knows it's better to be on the winning side. And you're wrong about Henry, so keep rowing.
You won't win, you know.
Now, why would you say that when I have the knife, the stone, and you're rowing me to victory?
Because without that bread in my system, I'm starting to see things a little more clearly. I know you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And I don't know how I didn't see it before. You're Alde.
As in the pirate. The pirate Alde.
The one who worked for the old druid Seamus. That's who wants the stone. This wasn't about politics. It's about the magic in that stone and you giving it back to your master to redeem yourself. That's why my necklace lit up. The dreams. It's all old magic.
Took you long enough, but it changes nothing. You, me, and that stone have a date in the pale with my master.
No.
Keep rowing.
No.
Me neither. I'm not rowing anywhere.
Word of advice? If you're going to capture me, don't give me a weapon.
Leave the oar down. You'll capsize us. I said sit back down.
Maeve, do you trust me?
Yes. But do you remember the reason I didn't want to go sailing?
Yes, but I'm asking you to trust me. Once we get to the pale, he'll have other men. If that happens, we lose the one chance we have.
I trust you.
I said sit back down.
Make me.
Oh, that hurt. Don't do that again, please.
What, this?
Grania!
I said...
Take the stone and get ready.
You're not taking that.
Yes, we are.
Ah! Grania, help me. Water, can't swim. Remember?
I'm coming.
This is not over!
Hang on, Maeve. I got you, Maeve. I'm taking your weight. Lean back. Float. I got you.
Don't let me go. Please.
Let's head back to shore. Okay? Stay with me, Maeve.
Are you insane? You almost killed me.
I'm sorry. Are you all right?
All right. We just got kidnapped by a pirate working for an ancient druid who got us to help him steal the stone of fall. How can anything be all right?
You're spiraling. It's shock. I need you to breathe, Maeve.
I need you to get away from me. You almost killed me.
But you are alive. We're alive. You still have the stone.
Wait. I do.
Good. Now we need to get out of here.
No way. I am not going anywhere with you.
Maeve, Dearmid or Alday, or whatever he wants to call himself now, is still out there. We have miles of countryside to get through before we can make it back to your castle. And then we somehow must convince your father that Donal and Flaherty weren't involved in this. I can't do this alone. I need your help.
You sabotaged me. And my family almost lost this stone.
Listen to her, child of O'Kelly. This is your destiny too.
Fine. We're doing this. Now, how exactly do we make it back without Alday finding us?
Granny, what about Alday? Did you and Maeve make it back in time? Or did he catch you? Did Chief believe you did not try to steal the stone? What else did it say to you? Granny! Granny!
Ah, Machri. That is a question for another day.
Episode 6, featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Gráinne, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Gráinne, Paddy Courtney as Dearmid, Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly. Directed by Nuno Bernardo, produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions, and commissioned them on with a television licence fee.